Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Lisa Yard, graduate of the Faculty of Humanities and Education at the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. Through a notice in the Advocate newspaper on January 25, 1950, the Barbados Electric Supply Corporation Limited had to speak plainly to the nation. There simply was not enough electricity to meet the island's growing needs. The generating capacity was now even less than it had been the previous year, yet demand had increased. The corporation communicated the plan. On weekdays, from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m., and again from 12 noon to 4:30 p.m., only Bridgetown could be supplied with electricity. This sacrifice by the rest of the island was necessary so that continuous water pumping could be maintained in the capital. For one brief window, between 11 a.m. and 12 noon, all areas except Bridgetown would have current. Then, from 4:30 p.m. straight through to 7 a.m., after giving priority to essential services such as water pumping, baking, ice manufacture, and printing, whatever power remained would be shared as evenly as possible across the island through rotating on periods, similar to those already experienced in the preceding days. Engineers carried out constant load studies and experimental switching, searching for a workable schedule. But the company appealed to every household and business, industrial and domestic alike, to cut electricity use to the barest minimum whenever power was available, whether by day or by night. Many consumers asked for advance warning before their area went dark. In response, the company introduced an unusual signal system. Between the hours of 6 p.m. and 10 p.m., the electricity in an area due for a cut would be first switched off for 30 seconds, then switched back on for 3 minutes, giving residents just enough time to light lamps or activate auxiliary lighting before the final outage. Even these carefully planned arrangements, the notice warned, could only be maintained if the already overloaded generating sets continued running without failure. It was an era when time itself seemed measured in watts and minutes of light, from 7 in the morning until late into the night. Daily life, work, water, cooking, and rest had to bend to the fragile hum of overworked generators. Every glowing bulb was a reminder that electricity was not yet a certainty, but a carefully rationed gift shared across the island and sustained only by cooperation, patience, and hope that the lights would last a little longer.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.